Everybody, welcome to Four Fat Guys. This is Josh, the producer. As usual, the guys just started talking, so I went ahead and hit record. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoy the show.
We're on. Test one, two, three.
Testing one, two, three.
Jeff sucks.
Okay. Ryan's not here as usual.
Ryan's not here. We've discussed this.
I got to go on the Polar Express.
He even made a comment, too, that, to prove that I'm awake. He commented back something about, I don't know, it was some stupid thing he said.
Yeah, so it was stupid.
Yeah, it's always stupid.
And now he's not here.
He's not here. So, I mean, he commented it, let's see what time
it was. Like 9.
It was early, because yeah.
Before
surprised.
I ate breakfast.
It was surprising.
His text was 9:25.
9:25, which means...
He should have been getting ready to leave the house.
Wait, does it take 35 minutes for him to get here?
Well... If he walked, maybe.
Well, no, that's not happening. Sure. He didn't walk.
He would have to walk briskly, too.
I don't even think brisk walk would make it in time.
No.
He'd have to jog and walk a little bit. But.
Yeah, he'd have to move.
All right, so we're Ryan-less on this episode.
Did I tell you guys we got some listener mail?
We did.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who do we know?
One of us knows this person very well. In fact, they're married to them. this comes from Stubbs' wife.
Uh-oh.
It's our only fan.
Man, she's got...
I don't know if she's a fan. I don't know if you could classify her as a fan.
Well, she said, I'm listening to the podcast. So okay. She's a listener. Maybe
she
not
She is
a, fan.
A listener.
But last week we were talking about whether or not you could eat fall leaves. And we were all joking about how if there was one person in our life who would know the answer, it was her.
Yeah. And she knew.
So first off, she said, believe it or not, Jeff is not the only one who has sent me a photo of poop to identify, which...
See? I'm sure that happens all the time. I should send her some poop to identify.
She said, apparently I have a special talent. And then, according to my field botany professor, most tree leaves are safe to eat. And then, not only did she know the answer, but she's got firsthand experience. My bio friends and I tested it out by eating basswood leaves on our salad, and we're all still here.
See?
So you can eat those.
Leaves. I would question right now, what is a basswood leaf?
They're big.
From a basswood tree?
Yeah. Yeah, they're big, kind of heart shaped leaves.
So, what's a basswood tree?
I got a lot of them in my woods. They're on the line of poplar as far as burning.
That's too stupid to laugh at.
As far as burning BTUs.
I don't know if he's being serious.
No, I'm being serious. Yeah, well, I got all kinds of basswood trees.
Wow. Well, yeah. Jeff's a little
expert
in trees.
I know what I have out there.
He likes killing them.
He's an expert in hardwood.
They're on the line of poplar, you know.
Well, it used to be.
Birdie potential.
Well, that's good. That's interesting. Oh, by the way, too, she's going to be mad, but she sent me a treat for the men. For the four fat guys.
For the show?
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't
Where
bring
is
it?
It?
I forgot to bring
you
it.
Didn't bring it. Nice.
What was it?
It was chocolate mints from this place she got in the mall, but it's poop mints. So she just thought that was fitting for us.
I'm not a mint guy.
I'm not a mint guy.
Oh,
either.
I like mint.
Like that. What's the one that everybody loves? It was on Seinfeld.
York peppermint patties?
Not a fan.
Junior mints? Not a fan.
Oh, junior mints are
York
good.
Peppermint patties and junior mints are the same thing.
They're
things,
the same.
Right?
Basically.
Yeah.
It's a shape difference.
I don't like them that much.
Because they're mint?
No, I don't care. But the mint part, it's the dark chocolate. I'm not a fan of dark chocolate.
Oh, my goodness.
I do kind of like those. What are those mints that they kind of melt in your mouth? They're kind of like a hard thing, but then when you bite them, they kind of come on, you stupids.
Like after dinner mints? Like a butter mint?
Those are good.
I mean, I guess. So those are okay.
Yeah.
But a York peppermint patty is gross.
Yeah, I'm not
I don't eat much mint anymore, especially mint and chocolate. I don't like it.
Yeah, see?
You're all wrong. That's a great flavor combination.
What, chocolate and mint?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I'm not a fan.
I went shopping with these two idiots last night, Josh.
Yeah?
And we went to Walden Galleria. And I just go sit. And I noticed about 5 minutes after I sat down, I was sitting in the exact same spot that I sat and waited for him last year.
Yeah, Roach sent me a picture of him sleeping, too.
I was a little tired.
I got back, I'm talking to him, and all of a sudden I look over and he's...
He fell asleep mid-conversation?
Hey.
We're in the mall.
There's people all over.
That's some AARP level stuff there.
I took a picture of it.
It was wall-to-wall people in there.
Yeah, it's packed.
I had to do a lot of walking on my surgically replaced knee. I was tired.
Glad you can make it. Didn't you hear about the Polar Express today?
I'm going on the Polar Express, Ryan.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to know what that means.
We're 6 minutes in.
What?
We're 6 minutes in.
We're recording?
Yeah.
You're on.
The only opinion you missed, how do you feel about chocolate and mint?
Oh, it's fine.
Okay.
Delicious.
Oh, see, now you went overboard. When you said it was fine, I would accept it.
I would accept fine.
It's fine.
But delicious.
But delicious? Yeah. Now you went too far.
Have you had those mint Oreos? They're pretty good. I don't like mint.
Mint chocolate chip ice cream?
Ooh, mint chocolate chip ice cream.
See, that's why
absolutely not.
I have a story I'll tell you offline.
No, do tell.
I can't eat it.
I can't eat that.
We have the mega stuffed at our house right now.
Mega Oreos. Stuffed Oreos?
What is that? Another treat
triple
that we
the cream?
Had.
Or?
I think
that's
it's
different.
Double stuffs. But I haven't opened the package to look. I just seen them sitting on the counter. See,
so, of course, you're going to tear those apart and put two of them together to make double stuff.
No, right now he's got the mega, so it would be like the super mega.
But you know what else I wanted to share?
Is why you won't eat mint chocolate chip ice cream?
No.
Yeah, why would you
I seen on the internet, top 20 Christmas movies. Had a click on it. Number 16.
Of course.
Die Hard.
Not a Christmas movie.
Number 16.
Yeah, well,
all
not
time.
A Christmas movie. On your stupid list.
It wasn't mine. It was the internet.
Yeah, some idiot list.
So, both of you idiots that disagree, Grumpy Old Man and Stub, who disagree that Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
For the record.
Yeah, Josh. And Josh.
So, there you go, stupid.
Josh, who's also an idiot.
I'm just telling you, the internet put it as... Die Hard.
It wasn't
Listen,
it's not the internet put it as Die Hard. It's some stupid
probably somebody that's got a show like us.
Yeah.
I know.
But even dumber.
Okay, and then I seen another thing. This is interesting. It had the top 20 actors or actresses that said the least in a movie and got paid the most for per word.
Bruce Willis.
Johnny Depp was in four of them.
That I can believe.
So you idiots, though, that don't think Die Hard's a Christmas movie.
It's not.
All watch Planes, Trains, and Automobiles at Thanksgiving.
Absolutely.
Correct?
That's
a Thanksgiving
totally
movie. A Thanksgiving
How is that
movie.
Any more a Thanksgiving movie than Die Hard
because
is a Christmas movie?
Because the whole premise of the show is to get back to...
get home for Thanksgiving.
The whole premise of Die Hard is that he's going to his wife's Christmas party to make the relationship better.
No,
the theme of the movie of Die Hard is not one about... the holidays.
No,
false.
Not even all.
False. It's about families reuniting.
False. No. If he was going back
That's a side show right there.
If he was going back there during Halloween, does it become a Halloween show now?
Yeah. It would be
a
Halloween
party. Yes, absolutely. No.
Just because that's when he happened to be going back
there
doesn't mean that's
a Halloween
movie. The
Christmas things, he would say.
Yeah. He brings her this gigantic teddy bear. They're playing, Run DMC's Christmas music?
Well, actually, if you think about it, I Know What You Did Last Summer. That's my favorite Flag Day movie because it happens in June. So,
my question is, if they didn't throw those... All there is some references to Christmas, and it happens to be Christmas time. That's the only word. What more of a Christmas message do you need? The guy has in a strange family that he's trying to get back to see
That's
on
all
Christmas.
All sideshow. All sideshow. Well,
what do you want him to do? Stop during the terrorist attack and go shopping for a present?
It's not about
Christmas. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. All sideshow.
No.
What
the whole
crazy
show
thing
is
can
about
happen
getting
on
home
this?
For Thanksgiving.
That's all it's about. It's the whole, yeah. How do we get home for Thanksgiving?
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles is all about friendship, being with loved ones. It's Thanksgiving.
And he's trying to save these people because why? Because he loves his wife and wants to spend Christmas with her and his kids.
That's not true.
You know what? You need another pair of balls and an extra set of fingers.
I think Planes, Trains, and Automobiles is a Thanksgiving movie. But Die Hard is also a Christmas movie.
No, it's sideshow. It's all sideshow.
No,
I disagree.
I think if you want to make that argument, you're making the wrong one with Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. The right argument would be, is Home Alone a Christmas movie?
Questionable.
Which is Die Hard for kids.
It's a Christmas movie too.
Questionable.
I would say Home Alone 2 Lost in New York is more of a Christmas movie than Home Alone 1. That's where I stand on
that. Why? Because Donald Trump's in it?
No, because there's a whole lot more of a Christmassy feel to the movie than in the original Home Alone.
They're both Christmas movies.
Home Alone, also a Christmas movie, but it's Die Hard for kids.
And Home Alone, I think, was on the list.
Home Alone is more
questionable. There's
an opinion I can get on board with, is that Home Alone is Die Hard for kids.
It is.
Yeah, exactly.
He's got to protect the fortress.
Here's the issue, though. In Home Alone 1, I feel like he's okay, right? Castle doctrine applies because it's his own home. In Home Alone 2, he traps these guys by getting them to go to his aunt and uncle's house that's under construction and then sets death traps there.
Right? I don't know.
He's luring them into a death trap in Home Alone 2. I think he goes to prison in Home Alone 2.
Home Alone 2 is more like entrapment.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, there's no way that's going to hold up.
I'm just amazed at how well you guys know the story of Home Alone 2.
Yeah, I don't even know what it is. I didn't even know there was a Home Alone
2. I think there's Home Alone 4
for sure.
I will be right back.
Macaulay Culkin does three of them.
I'll say this about Home Alone. The whole thing.
Macaulay Culkin was arrested after Home Alone 2.
The whole movie Home Alone is all around Christmas time. That ain't true with Die Hard.
No. It's all around
Christmas time.
Everything's about the old guy next door getting his kids home.
Right.
Die Hard, the only mention of Christmas is he's going home for Christmas to see his wife.
I've got a machine gun?
The guy in the limousine wants to get out of there so he can go see his girl on Christmas Eve.
Carl Winslow is buying Twinkies for his pregnant wife on Christmas.
There's all kinds of stuff in it. You guys just haven't seen it in a while. I think you need to rewatch.
We've seen it.
Roach, right now I'd like to stomp on your face.
Hey guys, hold on. We've got to go. Listen, Wikipedia is great. So there are 5 Home Alone movies.
Whoa. I didn't know that they continued after 3.
Home Alone 1 and 2, Kevin McAllister, played by Macaulay Culkin. Then in Home Alone 4, they go back to Kevin, but it's not played by him. It's a different kid.
Is it one of the Culkins? Is it one of his brothers?
No, it's Mike Weinberg.
Okay.
And then the Sticky Bandits are back. One of them is Marv again, but it's not played by Marv. It's French Stewart. But then they just changed the other one to not be Joe Pesci. That was Home Alone 4, Taken Back the House. And then Home Alone 5, The Holiday Heist, they try to catch ghosts, but it's a group of thieves. But Home Alone 3 is a boy who's home alone with chicken pox. And while he's recovering, 4 burglars working for a North Korean terrorist group are sent by their boss to retrieve a top secret microchip to cloak the missile device.
Oh, yeah, that could totally happen.
They went off the rails so hard between 2 and 3.
The third Home Alone is canon, but the fourth one isn't because they changed the original universe of the Home
Alone. Carter's over here, for those of you who can't hear because he's not on the mic. He's arguing about the canon of the Home Alone universe.
That was told to me by Josh. I'm not even sure
what is being said right now.
Tuned out.
All right, here's a question for you. If a random stranger knocked on your door and asked you to use their bathroom, a random person knocked on your house door and asked if they could use your toilet, would you let them?
No chance. Not a chance.
I probably would.
Why?
Somebody
comes to your house to go to the bathroom?
You want to crap your pants because somebody won't let you in to go to the bathroom?
There's no way I would ever stop at a stranger's house to go, I got to go to the bathroom. Yes, I would crap my pants before I would stop at a stranger's house to say, I gotta go to the bathroom. No chance. And I
ain't letting... Well, that's a little implausible.
I don't think anybody would ever do that, but you see it in the movies once in a while.
What about yeah. someone coming to your house to use your phone before there were cell phones? That happened.
Oh, we used to let people do that.
Yeah, that's different.
That's crazy.
It's also a little bit...
That is such a generational divide. I can't imagine that.
That happened a lot, actually.
Really?
Oh yeah.
That happened to me maybe our first winter in our house. It was just me and Holly, and a guy knocked on their door. He hit a deer and needed to use the phone.
Happened a lot.
That's a weird situation.
Wild.
It also happened driving a lot, too. Like, you'd be, should we pull over to help these people out? Because you didn't have phones. So if somebody was stranded on the road, you'd...
Yeah, they couldn't call AAA.
Can I stop?
I remember stopping and saying, "Hey, do you want me to run home and make a call for you?"
There was a lot of times where I'd be like, "Hey, I'll drive down for a store and call."
They'd say, "No, we got somebody else doing it or whatever."
Right.
But
nowadays, if I see somebody pulled over, I'm flying right on by them.
Well, they're on their phone. You can't even slow down.
They're not on their phone, or if they don't have a phone, then get with it, people.
I actually, shortly after I turned 16 and got my license, did not have a cell phone and went into the ditch and actually had to go knock on a door and use a phone. No other option.
It was pretty common.
Yeah, it was.
It was very common. You had nothing else you could do.
No.
And I'm only 31. I'm not as ancient as these others.
Well, what year was it that we had phone? I don't know. What year was it I had phone steady? Mid-2000s? Early 2000s?
Yeah, I don't know.
Before that, never had.
Right.
I was the last one, remember? On Man Weekend, yes. We used to go. I was the last one to get one.
We used to have...
You want to know what the funny part about that, Josh, is? Here's the funny part about that. This a-hole, and I say that with no love, we would have cell phones, and these, you know, we had young kids, so we were trying to call home, and we were out standing on picnic tables at the mountains to try to call.
To get reception. Cause...
And all we got was... crap, and he was pissed all the time we're doing it.
Right.
Oh, let's fast forward a few years when A-hole has kids.
Yeah.
And he's on the phone.
Wait, A-hole being Roach?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
He's on the phone more than anyone, and he tries to pretend now that he didn't complain about it.
Now,
I'm not on the phone more than anyone.
Oh, he is. He's playing that stupid
freaking... And I'm certainly not
on the phone
more than Kevin.
Well, you might be second, but bottom line is you gave us all kinds of crap for it, and now you're doing it. And then he tries to pretend like he didn't give us crap.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh, I gave you crap, but I don't. I call once a day if I'm lucky.
You're on your phone constantly playing that stupid farm game.
Yeah, that's not.
Well,
calling.
That's not calling.
Well, no, but
he's getting
texts. He'll call too, though.
He's calling. He's getting texts.
But he used to
you
get on our case.
Expect his crops to die?
He would get on our case just for being on the phone.
Yep. Because we're calling our kids, but when he's calling his kids, it's different.
Misremembering.
No, yeah, we're not misremembering.
Seniling.
I guess.
Seniling. Is that what that was?
Moral of the story is, if we're talking present day here, there's a much better chance that I'm letting someone come in to use my bathroom than letting them use my phone, because I don't believe anybody that says that they don't have a phone anymore.
Well, they may not have it with them. Maybe they forgot it at home.
Nope.
You say
you don't have a phone. I go, this is a scam. You say I got to use the toilet. I go, maybe.
You probably have a butthole.
Yeah.
No chance. Somebody comes to my house wanting to use the bathroom. No way.
You're going to let them walk around with shitty drawers.
Yes, absolutely.
That's classy.
Yep. I would say, listen, you want to, you... can't stop at some stranger's house to ask to go to the bathroom.
Well, what if they seem to be dressed fine? And
good. I hope it happens to you.
I hope you're wearing your nicest khakis.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you're making it sound like some bum's coming to your house.
So what you're
saying
is you're judgmental on what somebody wears.
Well, I'm just saying if Wonder Woman came to my door, I'd let her use my bathroom.
Because Wonder Woman's going to come to your freaking door.
I'm not saying no to everyone.
You can have dreams. You can have dreams.
That's what I'm saying. Well, I open the door, it's Wonder Woman. She's like, I know this is really weird, but can I use your bathroom? I'm like, yeah, come on in.
Hey, all I'm saying is, you notice how if you look too poor,
Yeah, right. I'm not letting some bum in my house.
Well, does it look like a criminal element?
What's a criminal look like?
They got a tire iron? They hold a tire iron?
I'm afraid of the waters we're about to wade into.
What are they? Does it look like
they have a gun?
The bandits, the water bandits. The wet bandits.
Do they have a hockey mask and a machete with them? No, they can't use the bathroom.
So if it's Jason and Freddy, you're not opening the door for them.
But if it's Jason and Freddy wearing a nice polo shirt, then they're in. Yeah.
What if it's a police officer? Because that's how Joe Pesci got into the McAllister household.
Yeah.
So there you go. If it's a cop, he says, I know this is crazy.
Yeah. I'd say, you're right, officer. It's crazy. Bye bye.
I would let a cop in.
Oh, good. I hope they come and they just destroy your place, too.
And that's the thing you got to remember. This is not a normal toilet use.
No.
This is a next level. It's going to be a war zone.
What if it's a fireman? There's a fire next door. He comes running to your house.
You got a different scenario.
Hey, I gotta use the bathroom.
He's got a point.
Well, you would
let him in.
What if the earth is caving in and somebody's got to go? That's different.
I think the earth's caving in.
I just got bigger worries.
I'm just talking about if you're a random night, you're just sitting at your house and knock, knock, knock. Hey, I got to go to the bathroom really bad. I'm shutting the door and locking it.
You got to be leery, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Do you think it's someone you can overpower?
I'd say, you know what?
At this point, there ain't too many of them. I know where
there's a big bathroom. Right out back. Go ahead. Anywhere you want to go.
I'd say, yeah, just hold on. Give me 1 minute. Bro, what's that combo?
All right, here's a question for you. What is the most depressing meal you've ever eaten?
Depressing meal?
Yeah.
In what context? Just because like, it was awful?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Holy Christ.
I don't know. That's deep.
All I know is I could tell you about one story in Albany or Syracuse one time where we got Taco Bell.
Oh, yeah. That was depressing.
We got Taco Bell. And everybody seemed happy that somebody got something on his taco he didn't like. And it got flung across the room.
Yeah, it was me.
It had to be something really bad, right? Like
it was tomatoes. Poisons. You can't take tomatoes out of a taco. These were just...
You can barely have a taco without tomatoes.
Oh, I don't like the tomatoes. So.
Do you like salsa?
No, I don't.
He didn't give
salsa.
Anybody else a chance to eat them. They got flung onto the floor.
Wait, you threw everybody's tacos?
No.
But I would have ate them.
Well, yeah. It's wow.
I was going to say my worst one was I ordered a sub from a certain establishment, and this was while I was at work. So at work, when you're working. There's not much more enjoyable than you get lunch ordered in. Then you like
that's okay. Really the only point of your workday that's worth living.
Right. So on Fridays we'll order lunch, and I was starving. We ordered from an establishment, submarine subs. I swear to God, this thing looked like it fell out of the bag. They were driving down the road. It fell out of the bag onto the road, and they rolled over it. And it looked like you could even ask my coworkers. It was like, what the hell happened to that sub? And then when you opened it up, I opened it up to see what is in this thing.
Was it gravel?
No, there was olives, which I'm not ordering olives for myself.
I wouldn't order olives.
It was oil, not mayonnaise. It was like they just grabbed something and threw it in.
Quick, we forgot. There's one more sub.
What was it? I don't know. Here, take this one. That was disappointing.
May I interrupt for a minute?
Yes.
Josh, I got to go to the Polar Express. Can you throw some wood in the stove?
Yeah, I'll do it again.
Oh, you're milking this leg.
We've heard the Polar Express enough, too.
I got a major knee surgery.
I want to go back to the days where all we heard about was diabetes. Can we go back to those days? Now we got to hear about knee surgeries. All right,
we should take a break, and then we'll come back to the diabetic segment.
Oh, good. Everybody's favorite hit segment, Diabetes Corner. Here we go.
Bye.
We're back on?
Yeah, we're back.
All right, good. Let's hurry up. Finish. I got to go to the Polar Express.
You got your ticket?
Oh, good God. We heard it.
Yeah, Brownman got tickets, so. They aren't cheap either.
No.
No.
It's pretty expensive.
They want like $40 a piece?
35, I thought you said. Yeah.
We didn't have to do that Thomas anymore. I was a happy person.
But I do think they put on a decent little show.
Well, I'll find out here shortly. Well,
you'll see what the kid thinks. If he likes it, then...
Well, that's all that matters.
Is it just you two and him?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, all right. He'll be in love. Special day with Da and Mae Mae.
Special day with his Da.
All right, here's a tough question for you.
I guess he didn't care for our conversation about the Polar Express.
I hear about my kid enough. It's fine. I see him all day.
And, just like and that, you know how little he loves you.
Yeah,
just like that, it was, okay, let's move on. Enough of this talk. Numbers right. aren't good. Let's spice it up. Have we got some poop to talk about here or what?
That's probably why our numbers are dropping.
My wife did say, okay, enough of the poop already.
Yeah, thank you.
She did mention in her email that she was kind of concerned that she had married somebody who could talk about poop for 2.5 straight hours.
I still think
our numbers went up with the poop.
I still think it's fascinating that a guy could poop 26 feet.
Oh, all God. Right. Next. Here we go.
I mean, next.
Would you rather have broadcasted to everyone in your life all of your Google searches or all of your text messages?
Ooh. Oh, definitely Google searches.
Text messages.
No, my Google searches are far more benign than any of my text messages. I'm not talking about sexting. I'm just saying I send some pretty nasty things to people.
Wow, you're disgusting.
Lots of F-bombs. Other word.
Oh, yeah. Who cares about that?
Yeah, I don't care about that.
What do I Google search for? It's not like I'm on there mining the internet for porn.
Yeah, you probably did. You probably looked up some good stuff.
No, my Google's fine. I would hate to have people see what I say about them in text messages. Probably
some wrestling porn. Or
Roach? Didn't answer.
I could go with either. Probably text message.
Yeah, because you don't text message anybody.
Yeah.
Text message is
readable.
Text messages,
he's like Kevin with the text messages.
Well, I'm trying to play my game, and you guys are always texting. And
blame it on that.
But sometimes I'm like, the other day he texts us something, and I was like, holy crap, he's almost as bad as Kevin.
Almost. You know what? I got to read it. You guys talk.
Let me just say real quick, though. Unfortunately, we all had to go to a funeral recently, and I'm typing in my text messages that I need to go to a funeral. Apple autocorrects funeral to fun deal. So all of a sudden, I'm telling people that I have to go to a fun deal.
It did what?
It autocorrected funeral to fun
deal. That's a pretty bad autocorrect.
Terrible. That is terrible.
I'm sorry. I have to leave work early because I have to go to a fun deal.
Wow. They're like, huh?
Yeah.
He's going to a fun deal. You got to be careful with autocorrect.
Oh, autocorrect. That's why I say Google. Your Google searches, way better to put out there than your every private conversation you have with anyone. That's blasted out to... No, give them my Google search.
See, I don't like how hard my autocorrect makes me work to swear in a text message.
On the iPhone 0?
Yeah. iPhone 0 says, no, you can't swear. I mean, no, that's definitely the word I want to use. Please stop changing it. Yeah.
Well, there's a certain word that gets changed to duck every time.
Yep.
Huh. What is that?
I don't know.
It's all of them, though. They
D-U-C-K.
It makes it tough for man weekend Duh. Text because I got to like work at it to get to like, what I want to say.
Yep, I did want to put 8 cuss words in that sentence. You're right.
Puck. Chuck.
You know, you just start at the beginning of the alphabet and start running through.
Uck. Buck. Buck. Hey, it's hunting season. Buck.
All right, here's a question for you.
Yeah.
Are you ready? We got some Disney nuts in the room.
Yep.
So I got a Disney question.
I'm a Disney
for you.
One. I'm a Disney nut.
All right, we're going to take all the Disney characters. We're going to put him in an arena, Hunger Games competition. Ooh. Which Disney character survives to the end?
What are they in? Ooh.
Disney characters locked in an arena, Hunger Games style free for all.
Wait, it's going to be one of the new ones.
So are we including Marvel, which is now a property of Disney?
No, just the.
I'm talking classic Disney.
Classic Disney.
Oh, all right.
Classic.
If you go classic Disney, I'm going Mickey.
Mickey.
He's the smartest one of all the characters. He's by far the smartest
and one. A stone cold killer.
Mickey's dead in 10 seconds.
Look at Mickey. Could he had some moments where he was a little bit. He was a little bit rough. He could be tough. I go Mickey. He's the smartest
one. Who's better than Mickey?
Yeah.
I don't know, but stupid. Mickey's not.
Well, answer the question.
Give us an answer then. Donald Duck?
I'm trying to think.
Sully?
No, that's not classic. That's not
classic?
That's not classic Disney.
The Beast.
Ooh, now the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast.
The Beast might be.
I don't count that as classic.
That's not really classic. Oh, come on.
So are we just talking about like Mickey Mouse Clubhouse people? Or?
When did the Beauty and Beast come out?
That was like 94, 95.
It is classic to Carter because he's
but it's 15 not
years old.
Classic
to me. Classic.
Classic to me is Mickey, Minnie, Goofy.
Well, in that point, like that's not Pluto. Much of a field for Mickey to come that's out on top of.
You can do any of the seven dwarfs.
Dwarfs.
Daisy.
The dwarfs. Count.
Oh, you all think right. One of the dwarfs could take Mickey?
They got a pickaxe.
I got it then.
They're the same size. Stop like Mickey's a giant.
Mickey's way smarter than them.
The fairy godmother.
I'll take a pickaxe over her smarter.
She does have magic.
The fairy godmother. She's got magic. She turns them all into pumpkins. She wins.
And see, you can't really go with many of the villains because they all end up losing in the end.
Yeah.
So somebody's beaten them.
Well, the fairy godmother.
Fairy godmother doesn't get beaten.
She doesn't get beaten.
She turns them all into pumpkins. Bibbidi bobbidi boo.
I think Mickey had some magic too, though. Mickey had magic. Don't even fight it.
Yeah, Mickey has magic.
Look it up.
He has magic when he steals the wizard's hat. And
Google it. He had magic.
Fantasia or whatever.
Had magic.
Hey, I got this text for you.
Who's this from?
This is a classic from Rick. Why did you guys by chance win because the Roethlisberger wear to an hour, though? So either way, it doesn't matter.
Can you run through that one more time, please?
Okay. I'm reading it word for word. There is zero punctuation.
He is not having an aphasia here.
Why did you guys by chance win? Because the Roethlisberger wear to an hour, though, so either way, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's classic. Oh, man. Hey, what is PTA?
Pain in the ass.
Really?
Yeah.
PTA?
No, that's PETA.
P-I-T-A.
Is there a PTA in...
I'd be like Parent Teacher Association.
No, if you're Google or if you're texting someone and you go, hey, PTA.
Not that I know.
All right, let me give you mine. My classic one.
Classic, another Rick classic.
PTA, you were about they beat us. Let me do that again. PTA, you were about they beat us.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't even know what that means. I still don't know what it
you
means.
You know what I always say to Stubb is, look it, here, you got to look at this text. You speak Rick. I don't speak Rick.
Sometimes even I can't translate them, though. He doesn't use any, there's no punctuation or anything in it, so there's no stoppage. It's just all whoop. And I thought maybe PTA, you know how the kids come out with their new... Their new little...
You think Kevin's hooked stuff. Into the hip internet window?
I thought, hey, he saw it somewhere, and he's using it now.
He's decided that periods aren't for him, but
hip lingo PTA, is. So I thought...
All right, my turn. Another win. We should be 3-0-OH. How we could have played Chris Irene still want...
What did he end with? Still want?
Another win. We should be 3-0-OH. How we could have played Chris Irene, still want.
End of text.
End of text.
Yeah. That's a good one. I think I am able to translate that one now, but I'd have to look at it again. But yeah, there's some good ones.
You got one. You got one from Roach, though. You're over here talking about how he's...
You know, I thought it was like, you know, how the kids still do the WTF,
right?
You know, I thought maybe PTA meant something like...
Not that I know of.
PTA?
PTA, I don't know what that means.
Let's go to Urban Dictionary. Come on, Josh.
I'm not going to Urban Dictionary. I will definitely have to say text messages over.
What was that question?
We already decided on it. It was Mickey. It's
done.
Mickey won.
Sorry.
I'm not agreeing with that.
Mickey won.
What about
the
dwarves?
What about the stupid dwarves?
I think the dwarves could take Mickey. The problem is the dwarves aren't going to be able to turn on one of them. Oh, and what are they going to do in the Hunger Games?
Yeah, you're using all seven of them, the dwarves?
Oh, first, yeah, sure.
That's not fair.
The Hunger Games.
They're a team.
It's Outback Steakhouse.
You don't think
it's
Mickey's got a team
house? No rules, just right.
Mickey, Minnie.
Yeah, well, we're safe.
Donald,
I feel like, has an argument to be made for him.
What about
Scrooge? Because he's nuts.
Yeah, there you go.
The rage that Donald shows in some of those classic cartoons.
And Daisy's right there with him.
Both have deep-seated anger issues.
She'll support him.
I got PTA for us.
What is it?
It's an abbreviated shower or bath that just takes care of the basic essentials. Pits, tits, and ass.
That ain't what Kevin meant.
Kevin, let me translate that, then. Let me use that and translate it into what Kevin said. Let me find it again. Here we go.
Thanks, Urban Dictionary. You never let us down.
Pits, tits, and ass. You were about they beat us.
He was trying to let you know. Don't worry. I clean the essentials also.
You know what?
We're about they beat
that
us.
That clears it all up right there. Thanks for that. Because now it's much clearer.
I had a Roach one recently that I go, what the frick's he talking about?
No, he started doing that too. He's had some messed up ones.
You know what? Maybe that's the key to our podcast. From now on, we all just have conversations with Kevin and read the responses we get back.
here's a Roach. Jeff, root beer, me, my few.
Oh, that was autocorrect.
Me, my few?
Yeah. Jeff Rootbeer, me, my few.
And wait, that's a text to you?
No, text to Stump.
That's okay. To me.
That's autocorrect.
Yeah, I got that one. I was like,
let's just rebrand the podcast. We'll call it like Tuesdays with Kevin, and it'll just be. All right, here's a question for you. This one's a thinker.
Brought to you by Urban Dictionary.
This one's a thinker?
This one's a little bit of a thinker. All right, so you have a button in your power, and if you press it, you can only press it once. You'll absorb the knowledge of everyone within 50 feet of you. Where do you go to press the button?
I repeat that again.
You've got a button in your hand. You can only press it once. But when you press it, you absorb the knowledge of everyone within 50 feet of you. 50 feet. Where do you go to press the button? Where would be the best place to hit it?
You got to go to some... I'm thinking you're finding like the top university... college in the country.
I'm going to Wall Street.
I got it. I'm going to KFC headquarters. I'm going to find out what those 11 herbs and spices are.
I'm going to Wall Street. I'm absorbing some knowledge how to work the market.
No. Then you want to go to, what is it, Omaha, Nebraska, where Warren Buffett lives?
Yeah, somebody smart like that.
You got to get him and the KFC and the Coca-Cola people together.
Maybe you're going to Silicon Valley.
I don't want to work. I just want to figure out how to get the money.
You work. Yeah, you're going there. You're absorbing all of their brain power. And
yeah, then you got to design something.
I got where I'm going. I'm going to the biggest Dungeons & Dragons tournament in the country.
You think that's where you're going to get the most bang for your buck?
Yeah, I'll get a lot of knowledge there.
I know where I'm not going. Man weekend. I'm not going there.
You'd hit the button and nothing would change.
Yeah, you might end up the same. Unless, or you might be a little stupider.
Unless Elon Musk is staying next door or something.
Yeah, no. Trust me. Elon's not next door to us. I mean, our cabin's great, but...
You might end up not using punctuation.
You would have a full vocabulary of swear words.
Oh, yeah. It would be entertaining, but...
And very interesting variation on swear words from Rick.
Yeah, I got to hand it to him there. Like, I don't understand his text messages sometimes, but Some of the things he calls us are the most entertaining.
He's a wordsmith.
What we should do for Radio Gold here is replay some of the messages he leaves us during Man Week. Leading up to Man Week, he'll send us messages. He'll leave us voicemail.
I played one for Bruce.
Yo, you did?
Yeah, he loved it. I remember Brahma and I were with him somewhere. I think it was Grant's. That's how long ago it was.
Wow.
And it was real slow. And we came out and he goes, that was slower than Furberry Creatures and Molasses in January or something like that. I go, Furberry Creatures? What is that? So now we say Furberry Creatures all the time. So.
Yeah. One of those Kevin messages was the first time I ever heard about Kevin, and then it was like 3 years later I actually met him. But it was just, I mean, it was
oh,
like,
you heard it? You
I heard it. Yeah. Grumpy Old Man played me one of those messages, and it was like every three words was. There were ones I had to look up. I didn't even know them.
But I don't think some of them are in the dictionary either. There's just stuff that comes out, but it's funnier.
What did he say? 1 year, He'd let a goal in if he was shot it from Millville.
Yeah. So. Oh, yeah, usually it's a hockey relate because it's during hockey season. And
it was what Miller let one in.
Miller
or
let a bad goal in.
He couldn't stop one from Millville or something.
Yeah. But it's good. It's good times.
We got a question from the internet here. Somebody looking for some advice. And it's about food, so I figured you guys would be able to help them. They want to know, is it okay to use my hands to eat my steak? I like the meat close to my bone, close to the bone, but I can't cut it good there. And I will be in a restaurant. Is it okay for somebody to just pick up side of steak and really get into it?
Why not? How much money did you spend for that?
That's right.
Get all the meat off.
Well, I would say I don't usually have that problem with steak, but with a pork chop, I could chew on a bone, pork chop bone.
Yeah, but in a restaurant?
Not the bone you're thinking of.
In a restaurant?
I don't care.
What type of restaurant are we talking about here?
I don't care.
I would say
Salvatore's.
Yeah, a decently nice restaurant. Can you just look over and see somebody going to town hyena style?
You just paid freaking $100 for that steak. I'm getting every morsel off of that steak.
I would never order steak anyway, so.
You don't like steak?
No, I'm not a fan of steak.
Ugh.
Wow. What would you order?
Fish.
Don't say chicken.
Fish. Say fish.
Fish, oh, pork, chicken.
You go to an upscale restaurant for fish?
Oh, a nice salmon filet?
Let me tell you what. If I'm in a nice restaurant and the person next to me orders fish, I think it should be okay for me to go and punch him right in the throat. It's your whole meal is like, oh, I'm going to eat salad with the smell of fish.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to eat bread with the smell of fish.
Yeah. I agree.
How about some courtesy?
Yeah. Nice.
Order a good steak.
Like the smell of fish. It's good.
What about the smell of fish is enjoyable?
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the smell, but I do like fish.
You know what?
But I would never order fish at a restaurant like that.
That's where you're mistaken. You go to a nice restaurant, that's where you're going to get the best cooked piece of fish.
You got to order either steak, pork chops, lobster, something like that.
Nice salmon filet, though.
I can do fish at my house as good as they're going to do it.
You can do a salmon filet.
Not as well as they're going to cook it. They put all kinds of stuff on it. Mm-hmm. Delicious.
Go to Rudy's and get a fish filet.
Get a fish filet.
Same thing.
Get
a fish fry. It's the same difference.
Oh,
well, I will say when we went to Maine, all the seafood was better.
Now, I will say this. When we went to Maine... Every piece of seafood that Grumpy Old Man got tasted terrible.
It all tastes bad.
Yeah. I decided, we're going to Maine. He's getting fish every night. I said, I'm going to try it. I'll try everything. And he let me try a little bit of everything that he had. Horrible.
And his favorite might be the worst type of seafood there
is. What's that one?
The scallops?
Oh, delicious.
Yeah,
love scallops.
Delicious.
What is the one where they just put all kinds of, they deep fry it and it's got all kinds of, it's like
calamari?
An appetizer.
Calamari?
Yeah. Calamari.
Edible.
I will agree with that.
Edible.
But it's an onion ring.
Basically, they've.
And they give you some good dippins.
They've changed, they've made it so you
dippins?
Can't.
Yeah, some good dippins there.
Wow.
You can't tell that it's fish. That was good, but Lobster? Oh my God, that's terrible.
Oh,
that's
delicious.
So good.
You open delicious. It up, it's like a slimy sweet. Rubber. It's
nice and sweet. Yeah, no, see, that's what everybody says, and that's not true.
What?
They always say, oh, it's sweet.
It is
it's
sweet. Sweet.
No.
It's it a tastes slimy, like oily rubber, feet. Oily.
No, it's super sweet. And
even better, in my opinion, it's close. Crab
hey, is better.
Now, I want to say this. Crab is better. Because crab does have a meatier consistency.
Well, and how do you eat crab?
Well, you gotta dip it.
You're dipping it in butter.
Well, that's how you eat lobster, too.
Same way with lobster.
Hey, I like it is sweet. You don't have to sell me. I'm a fan. I crab, like my steak with a butter on it.
If they told me today I had to eat fish for the rest of my life, it would be tuna fish, because I put...
The
tuna.
Fishiest of all the
okay,
fish.
Okay, but half of it is mayonnaise. By the time I'm done with it, it's mayo. And
you
it
gotta
comes...
go Miracle Whip on that.
Well, oh, Miracle, I do too.
Have you ever had a good baked fish, though?
Miracle. You say this to me every year. I've been to Maine with you. I had all the
great fish. Some of the best fish I had.
We have baked fish.
And it was
there,
terrible. Oh, I don't know, whatever he had, I tried it.
We should have got king crab legs there, and we never did.
We didn't get the crab legs.
All we got was lobster and scallops.
Lobster, they came out.
You don't like shrimp either?
Oh, so gross.
So good.
So disgusting.
I went to Boston and got macaroni and cheese that had those little baby shrimp, scallops, and crab meat. All mixed
why would you ruin
together?
Mac and cheese?
Oh my
mac
god!
Delicious.
So see, good. I that wouldn't ruin the
delicious.
I wouldn't ruin the seafood with macaroni and cheese.
Oh, delicious!
I think it would overpower the.
Well, I could tell you right there, though. The problem with that is way too many carbs.
Oh dear Lord!
You know,
I'm a diabetic. The fish. And now some good stuff in Maine.
What about? Can we just settle the Miracle Whip mayo?
Miracle Whip done.
No. Miracle Whip is gross.
No, you know what I say? There's certain things. We've
I like
talked
them both.
About this before.
I like them both.
We have had this discussion.
I don't think we've ever settled it.
I like them both, but if you, I have to choose one?
If you pick one, it's got to be Miracle
Whip.
Yeah,
it's got to be Miracle Whip.
Yeah.
Nope.
If you have to have one, it's Miracle Whip.
No way.
I like Miracle Whip a little sweeter, got a little zing to it.
You put mayonnaise on a sub, and I go, yeah, that's good. I like it like that. But a Miracle Whip could be on a sub, and it would be good, too.
Well, that's one sometimes. Of the things, the greatest subs in the world that I was telling you about, they use Miracle Whip, I think.
Oh.
I do that sometimes. I get a sub, and I'll come home and put a little Miracle Whip on
it. Yeah, I agree. That you could do. Oh. But I actually, on a sub, would usually prefer mayonnaise, but I can do Miracle Whip, and it's fine. But you can't put Miracle Whip, like, with...
Tuna.
Tuna,
egg salad.
Yeah.
Oh,
Mom does.
Miracle Whip, you can put.
You can't put mayonnaise
on it.
Oh, I do.
No, that's disgusting.
Oh, yeah.
Miracle Whip.
It's just a little different.
No, I
taste.
Use mayonnaise with everything. I don't ever use Miracle Whip.
You use
Whip.
Mayonnaise with egg salad?
Yep.
Yeah, oh, that's just nasty.
No. They use, yeah.
Well, he's simple. He,
that's just nasty.
I don't like either.
What about on a Tommy wrong. Toast? What are you putting on there?
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, what is Tommy Toast?
Here we go. Here it is.
One of the old roaches.
I wish
out.
A listener could have seen how confidently he said Tommy
he
Toast.
He sounded like that's normal.
Like we should know.
What do you
like
put on
we're stupid
Tommy
for
toast.
Not knowing what Tommy Toast is.
You guys have never had a Tommy Toast?
We don't know.
Clearly. I've never even been Wait, adjacent
I'm
to
Googling
a Tommy
Googling
Toast.
It right now. I'm Googling it.
There's no such thing.
Before you tell us, let's see if the Google matches up to what you think. It is.
I like a nice Tommy Toast.
Tommy Toast.
You summer. Can't keep saying words like they mean something.
First of all, it goes right to a Facebook page.
I don't know what that is.
Tommy Toast is... Join Facebook to connect with Tommy Toast and others who you may know.
Oh, yeah. Tommy Toast from high
school.
There's
a Tommy Toast profile.
Tommy
Google
Toast.
Google Tommy Toast food.
Tommy Toast. Can
wait.
I tell you what it is?
No. We want to see what they say it is before you come up. Tommy Toast is something his father said, and he just thinks that's real.
So, something with avocados?
Tommy's Grill and Pizzeria came up.
There's no way this is real.
All right, so
there's no freaking way this
wait.
Is real.
Whoa! Tommy Toast. Tasty kitchen, happy recipe. Get ready
all
for
right,
this.
Hold the recipe, and then I want to hear what Roach says it is
yes.
before you tell him
Go
the right
ahead,
answer.
Go ahead, tell us what Tommy wait, Toast is.
It's a simple...
Wait, can I just tell
sandwich?
You this first? It says, for people with sensitive gums. Tommy toast. For people with sensitive gums, you're going to love it.
You toast two slices of bread.
Okay.
Then you soak them in water.
You put Miracle Whip on it. And then you slice tomato. And you put it on.
That is not what I'm getting there. No.
You know what? His dad was saying tomato toast, tomato and toast, and dummy couldn't hear it right. He thought it was Tommy toast.
No,
I've got a complex shrimp mixture is spread on toast and fried on both sides. A piece of parsley is put in the center to add green garnish to the pink color of the shrimp. This is always a big hit when I cook a Chinese banquet and include this appetizer.
Here's what this says, Tommy toast. This is, I named this after my grandson, Tommy Toast. For people with sensitive gums and you need a softer toast, so you take two slices of bread, sandwich together, into the slot of your toaster, toast it to the desired doneness, or even a bit more, place bread on work surface with toasted side up, and then make your sandwich. That's Tommy Toast, right there. So it's a little softer on the inside.
That was a normal sandwich in my house when I was a kid. We didn't have any money.
Just because you call it the Tommy Toast doesn't mean that's the name of it. All right, I got to go to the Polar Express.
All right, guys. All right,
yeah,
we're out.
Hey, everybody, this is Josh, the producer, again. First off, I just want to thank you for listening. We really appreciate the fact that you are enjoying this show for some reason. We're not going to ask any questions. Just a reminder, we are a bunch of idiots, and you should not take anything we say as legally binding advice or recommendations or anything. If anything, you might want to consider doing the opposite of anything we just said in this episode. We'd also like to thank the Gothsicles for letting us use their song Four Fat Guys as our theme song to the show, the intro and outro. If you want to go and check them out on YouTube, you can go ahead and find them. Just search YouTube, The Gothsicles. If you liked what you heard today, you can follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Four Fat Guys Show. That's Four Fat Guys Show, all spelled out. If you go to our website, fourfatguysshow.com, you can find more about what we're doing, what's going on, and you can also find a link to our Patreon site where you'd be able to continue to support the show. We've got some bonus content and rewards for different membership levels, so go ahead and check that out as well. Once again, thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.